This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a special meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, to review measures taken by various ministries and departments and also discussed further initiatives to be taken in the context of the ongoing West Asia conflict at his residence in New Delhi. This was the second special CCS meeting on the issue. During the meeting, the Prime Minister says the availability of critical needs for the common man. He also discussed the availability of fertilizers in the country and steps being taken to ensure its availability in the Kharif and Rabi seasons. The Prime Minister also directed that all efforts must be made to safeguard the citizens from the impact of the ongoing conflict. The government has asserted that sufficient stock of fertilizers, crop seeds and agrochemicals are available across the country for Kharif season despite West Asia crisis. Additional Secretary of Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Dr. Maninder Kaur Dwivedi, stated this while addressing the inter-ministerial meeting in New Delhi yesterday on recent developments in West Asia. She informed that over 185 lakh quintals of Kharif crops seeds are available across the country.
The next major input which goes into agriculture is fertilizer. The projection which has been done with the states in consultation with them is for an area coverage in this current Kharif for 1391.71 lakh hectares of area, basing on which the requirement of fertilizer has been worked out, which would be 390.54 lakh metric ton, and 46% is already available as the opening stock for the current season. India is one of the larger producers of agrochemicals. Sufficient quantity of agrochemicals are available.
Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Civil Aviation informed that the aviation industry has welcomed the government's decision to moderate the aviation turbine fuel price increase for domestic operations. The budget session of Parliament will conclude today. Rajya Sabha is likely to take up the Andhra Pradesh Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passing today. The first part of the budget session began on 28th of January and continued till 13th of February this year. The second phase of the budget session commenced on 8th of last month. During the first phase, discussion took place on the motion of thanks to the President's address and the Union Budget for 2026-27. The Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal has issued a notification imposing a complete ban on conducting, publishing or publicizing exit polls in compliance with the directives of the Election Commission of India following the announcement of elections on the 16th of last month. The restriction will remain in force from 7 a.m. on 9th April until 6:30 p.m. on the 29th of this month. Hanuman Jayanti is being celebrated today in different parts of the country with religious fervour. The day commemorates the birth of Lord Hanuman. In the national capital, devotees are thronging the Hanuman temples since early morning to offer prayers. Heavy rush of people is being seen at Prachin Hanuman Temple at Connaught Place in New Delhi. Hanuman Chalisa, Sundar Kand and Akhand Narayan are being recited at the temples on the occasion.
Hey, dukh banjar, maruti nandar, sun lo meri pukar, pavan sut vinati barambar.
In Uttar Pradesh, a long queue of people can also be seen at Ayodhya's Hanuman Gadhi temple on the occasion. NASA's first crewed mission around the moon in more than 50 years, Artemis II, has taken off. The Space Launch System rocket lifted off from Kennedy Space Center in Florida, U.S. at around 3:54 a.m. Indian time today. The crew on the 10-day Artemis II mission will not land on the moon but plan to circle it while traveling further from Earth than anyone has ever been before. In the SAF Men's Under-20 Football Championship, defending champions India thrashed Bhutan 5-0 to storm into the final in Male, Maldives last night. Earlier, Bangladesh booked their place in the final with a 1-0 win over Nepal. Malik scored the decisive goal in the 11th minute. India will now face Bangladesh in the summit clash tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.